Match-fixing scandal rocks Colombian club Deportivo Pasto. The president of the Colombian soccer side Deportivo Pasto, Oscar Casabon, has accused five players of deliberately manipulating game outcomes for financial gains through illegal betting schemes. The allegations, which have sent shockwaves through Colombian football, are now being investigated by the country's Attorney General's office. The scandal led the club's head coach, Camilo Ayala, to resign on September 26 and is now sparking fierce pushback from players, who are demanding evidence. Casabon highlighted suspicious gameplay patterns in several matches, including those against Boyacá Chico FC, Independiente Medellín, América de Cali, Deportivo Cali, Millonarios, Once Caldas, Llaneros, and Union Magdalena. He pointed out questionable red cards, including incidents in youth team matches, and identified unusual defensive mistakes and substitution patterns in recent games. Casabon received evidence on September 23 after internal probes confirmed his suspicions. He then submitted reports to the Attorney General's Office, DIMAYOR, and the Colombian Football Federation, FCF. The implicated players, whose identities remain undisclosed, have been suspended from the team and will not take part in future matches. Their names have been forwarded to the authorities for further investigation. Players demand proof. The allegations were made public prior to the team's match with América de Cali, which ended in a 0-2 defeat. After the game, the team held a tense press conference expressing their dissatisfaction with the management's decisions and their innocence. Goalkeeper Diego Martinez, 26, who was benched for the match, fought back tears as he said, "My parents raised me with integrity and principles. Today, they want to stain my name. I leave this in God's hands." Forward Facundo Bane, 29, Pasto's top scorer with 5 goals, defended his teammates. "We propose that if anyone is betting, evidence should be presented, and we will take responsibility for removing them from the locker room ourselves." Pointing fingers at teammates in a situation like this, without knowing whether it is real, is unfair. "We won't let teammates be pushed out without proof. This affects our families too." The team has also issued a joint social media statement vowing unity and demanding transparency from management. Players' union fights back. ACALFUTPRO, Colombia's professional footballers' union, has, however, expressed support for the players, condemning Casabon's actions. The union accused the president and management of violating players' rights by publicly accusing the players and suspending them without substantial evidence and due process. ACALFUTPRO stressed that internal disciplinary processes should adhere to labor laws, ensuring players' rights are protected. As the struggling Liga Betplay club battle to avoid relegation, the new allegations have added to its woes, and the discord between management and players is bound to affect the team's performance. Fans of this club can only watch with bated breath as the situation unfolds.